Welcome to Home, Space and Reason, a podcast about creating a home that thrives.
Hi there, I'm Christina Browning, your host.
If you know your home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still aim for your best every day. Join me on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. In this episode, let's discuss winning. Awards, plaques, and trophies as they relate to home functionality, aesthetics, and organization. And let's also touch on sustainability. I have worked with many, many clients with home functionality, some of them just specific areas, and some we have methodically worked our way through their whole house. We look at their home through the six lenses of my home functionality chart: aesthetics and furniture choices, floor plan, ability to identify sources of friction, automation, hacks, and habits, ability to edit, and organization. One thing I come across so very often is trophies and awards that either are in a room that used to be occupied by a kid who is now grown and has moved on, or that are sitting in the garage, or are lining a shelf collecting dust, and they look like crap now because they're so old and they're not part of how you celebrate life all these years later. What do you do with old trophies, awards, and plaques? Should we even be awarding trophies? Because this is going to be the decision that each household is faced with in 10 or 20 or 30 years when you give a person a trophy or an award or a plaque. How many are going to end up in a landfill? Eventually, I would tell you all of them. The only exceptions would be things that have value to others, like a Super Bowl ring or some sort of famous person's Oscar. I think that might be the only exception. But when faced with putting your parent into an assisted living situation and downsizing, if you don't have the room in your home to hold on to their old trophies, guess where they're going? And whether we want to think about that or not, all of these little kids that grow up eventually get a home of their own and may or may not take those trophies with them. If they don't, you're going to be housing them. Fast forward all the years, and those trophies don't mean much anymore. I know that's really hard. I am only telling you this, and we are only deep diving into this because I have seen it over and over and over. I can't get rid of this because it's a trophy and it's supposed to mean so much, and I would feel so guilty if I got rid of it. but I also don't have room for it. So it leaves people in this lurch, this awful, awful situation, multiplied times however many plaques, trophies, or physical awards they have accumulated. Now let me back up. I want to read an excerpt from James Clear about purpose and achievement, which is at the core of awarding trophies. He says, quote, "I played baseball for 17 years. I had incredible teammates. I spent thousands of hours practicing and training. And after my senior season, I was named an ESPN Academic All-American. It's safe to say that being a baseball player was an important part of my identity. It gave me a sense of purpose. And then one day, I graduated and my career was over. As soon as I finished playing, I felt lost. On the outside, everything looked fine. I went to graduate school. I graduated with my MBA. I started my first business. But on the inside, it seemed like I was wandering through life without a sense of direction. I did the things that were in front of me, but never with a sense of true conviction. When you're an athlete, you wake up with a sense of purpose each morning. You know what you're working toward, a championship. You know what you're working for, your teammates. You know why you're training so hard to become the best. I didn't know it at the time, but having a sense of purpose like the one I had from baseball is critical for feeling fulfilled, happy, and healthy. As human beings, we need something to direct our attention toward and something to set our sights on. But it's not just my personal experiences that say a sense of purpose is important for your health and well-being. The medical research says the same." End quote. He goes on to explain why a sense of purpose can help us all live long, healthy, and happy lives. But winning the championship doesn't have to be memorialized with a trophy the size of a small child. Of course, that's my take on it. That's not his. Perhaps they become burdensome because of how hard you may have worked for that championship. So there's a lot of emotion tied to it. If that same championship win had awarded you a medal just a 16th of the size instead of the giant trophy, you would be just as proud of it. The same meaning would still be intact without all the inconvenience and guilt attached trying to continue to house a giant metal and wood monstrosity. In episode 8, Managing Sentimental Items, I discussed how I photographed trophies in a big box that belonged to my husband and created a book, a coffee table book, along with the sports photos to accompany them so they can live on our bookshelf and be looked at and honored far more than living in a dusty box high up in the garage, taking up space that we don't even have. Oh my gosh, we could put something else there that we so desperately need instead of that box collecting dust. I'll link to episode 8 in the show notes called Managing Sentimental Items. I actually tried calling some local trophy shops to see if they would upcycle some trophies, and I was turned down. I even told them I would pay them to take them and reuse them, to which they still declined. And trophies are their business. Wow. I found several threads on Reddit where a user named Indigo Inspired posted, quote, "Going through my closet and found a bag of old awards, medals for figure skating, public speaking, soccer. They're kind of neat to look at and be proud of, but this is the first time I've looked at them in years. I'd love to get rid of them in a positive way, if that makes sense. Is there somewhere I can donate them to be recycled? It just doesn't make any sense in my head to throw them in the trash." I'd love any creative ways to reuse or repurpose them so all this heavy material doesn't go to complete waste. I only have one trophy. The rest are medals, all made of what I assume is real metal. Most are engraved. A commenter wrote, "Take a picture of them and throw them away. You won't miss them. Nobody else wants them." Another thread started with, "My oldest child has moved out and left behind a dozen or so old soccer and rugby trophies. I don't want them taking up space. Do I just chuck them out? Is there anywhere that recycles them? Any other ideas?" Some of the responses were quite lovely, and I wanted to list some here. Quote, "I had to trash most, but with some patience, I was able to remove the plastic athlete from the top one, replace it with a piece of wood, and it's now a little pedestal for succulents. There is a store similar to Goodwill, but it's for crafting in Durham, North Carolina, called The Scrappery, and they love getting trophies as it's listed under things they would love as donations." Another commenter with a scream name, Allie's Grandma, read, "My husband was a very good, probably excellent athlete and has some very old medals. We are in our early 60s and I've been decluttering and we were going to take a picture of them and then toss them. But I love the ideas below. Unfortunately, our gifted athlete youngest daughter, now 34 years old and a mom of three kids, is a ruthless throwawayer because she was a military wife for 10 years. When she got wind of us getting rid of them, she was horrified. So we shut the box again and put them back in the attic. When we give trophies, we are perpetuating guilt in years to come." A commenter named BMC1129 wrote, "Most anymore are cheap painted plastic, even some when I was a kid. If it's metal, I suppose you can put them in recycling rather than the trash. After years of storage, many of mine broke in some way. When I had to empty my parents' house, these didn't rise in priority above all the other stuff to deal with to keep, so I just let them go in the trash pickup." And yet another commenter wrote, "I am making sure my kids take them with them when they move out because I am tired of them sitting here." So like I said, every single home I go into, there is an awards or trophy issue where people feel guilty for having it because they don't want to get rid of it, but they can't throw it away. And sometimes they end up throwing them in the trash, which is the landfill. If you can imagine the hundreds of trophies that are sometimes given out just for participation, all of those are ending up in the ground. I know because I'm standing there when those decisions are made. There's a company out of Henrico, Virginia called Ravana Natural Designs. They actually design and make their own award products in a 10,000 square foot manufacturing and production facility. They make elegant, planet-friendly alternatives to traditional trophies and plaques. They started in 2001 with a simple objective: to create green jobs for refugees and others in our community who needed safe, meaningful, and rewarding employment. Today, they are an award-winning B Corp, an award-winning leader in responsible forestry, and one of the most respected award companies in America. Most awards sold in the United States today are manufactured offshore. There is little or no supply chain transparency in award manufacturing, so it's impossible to know how they are made, what conditions the factory workers face, what the environmental impacts are, or who actually owns the companies in the supply chain. They write on their website that they exist to create jobs for those in our community who most need them. For recently arrived refugees and other newcomers to the country with limited English language skills, a living wage manufacturing job can be an important step on the road to establishing economic independence. By definition, refugees are individuals who have fled their home country because of a well-founded fear of persecution. Their website says, "We love that good people who care about our planet choose the awards we've so carefully created to celebrate the important work of other good people." They list their commitments as net zero by 2025, and they give 1% to charity. If you need to order a plaque or award or trophy, maybe Ravana Designs is a business you would want to support. As always, I'll put a link to the company in the show notes. When we think back to the excerpt I read by James Clear, he identified as a baseball player. It's what gave him purpose every day. Let's give ourselves purpose and help our kids to find their purpose without giving them burdens to deal with years later. Another pet peeve and concern of mine is inexpensive nylon bags. They have two strings, like shoelaces, to be used as straps, and they can be worn like a backpack. I think we have 10 as a conservative guess, and we don't even use one. I'm trying to come up with how to use them again so we aren't putting them in the landfill. So please don't give these out to your athletes either, because also all the homes that I have been in so far have several, and most of them people don't know what to do with. When thinking about awarding a team, a player, or even a group in the workforce, consumables is always the best way to go. From a team pizza party to an employee appreciation dinner, everyone has to eat, and no one is strapped with storing something for the rest of their lives afterwards. Hand out paper certificates if you want to recognize an individual or particular accomplishments, because they don't take up any room. They can fit into a book or can be recycled without as much guilt as a large plaque or trophy. I found an Etsy maker online that makes trophy-shaped chocolate lollipops. What a great idea for a younger sports team. And now, get your piece of paper and a pencil. Here are some questions to ask yourself about what you might be able to do differently in the future. Question number one, instead of a trophy, could I award a medal or a certificate instead? One is recyclable and both are significantly smaller. Question number two, could I use food as the celebration instead of the medal, trophy, or plaque? A pizza party and certificates is a more sustainable option for youngsters, or a nice dinner out and certificates for adults in a work environment. Edible arrangements or a charcuterie board are both wonderful gifts of appreciation and recognition. Question number three, could you purchase a reusable trophy with Velcro behind the engraved plate, so each kid can have their photo with the trophy taken on their parents' phone for memory's sake, which means instead of buying 25 trophies, you can purchase one, and it could be used year after year by just swapping out one tiny engraved piece of metal. This not only saves your league money, it's so much better for the future of our planet, and it's saving a headache from these kids' families in the future. The question always looms, what in the heck do I do with it? To paraphrase what the earlier commenter said, you won't miss what you never had, and if you didn't get it or you're sick of it, no one else wants it. Question number four. If I have a bunch of medals, could I have them all hung and maybe even framed together as a piece of art? Many times frame shops will gladly create a layered frame, like an attractive shadow box piece of art with all the medals you've won from your swimming career. Alternatively, you might be able to do a version of this yourself by making or purchasing a shadow box style frame to accommodate the depth of the medals and then a nice backing to give it some textural or color interest. As for what you can do with yours after you photograph them and put them into a book with the sports photos they go with, outside of seeing if there's a local craft place that likes to take them, you can disassemble them and then recycle the individual parts based on material. Wood could be used for something. Metal may be able to be upcycled in some way, especially if there is a figurine on the top or a cup. I've seen lots of ideas for upcycling on Pinterest. As much as I love the idea of repurposing to kindergartens, elementary schools, daycare centers, or children's homes so they can use them as prizes for games or achievements, the problem is then you've simply moved this burden onto another household. It may not be viewed as a burden the day they get it, but rest assured it absolutely will be in the future, multiplied out times every kid you've given them to. Let's think about these kids 10 years from now when making our buying decisions so we aren't strapping people with these burdens, especially when most people don't even know their burdens in the moment until they call me with anxiety through the roof and absolute panic about the home they live in with so much stuff everywhere. And we look at their spaces and realize that the accumulation of things that aren't useful over the years is amplified with the fact that nothing is going out the door, only things coming in the door. You've got a recipe for your home making you feel heavy and depressed. Who do you know that is involved in youth sports or competitions of any kind that awards trophies and may benefit from this message? Help me spread the word. Now let's discuss displaying a collection of trophies. So your daughter is an exceptional swimmer and she's got a lot of trophies and awards. Do you have an inset anywhere in your home that you don't know what to do with? Could you run a few rows of shelving inside it and make it a display case of sorts with some photos of her swim meets and medals framed out? Maybe the wall behind the shelves is painted a darker tone so the metal in the trophies stands out. If you have a standard height ceiling, what if you ran a shelf 12 to 16 inches below your ceiling line all the way along your family room wall and ran your trophies along it evenly spaced to make the repetition the part that catches your eye? The caveat here, let's think about this, is super tall ceilings, this wouldn't work for because the awards would be too high to see and appreciate, and Make sure you measure your trophies, because this also wouldn't work if they're all very, very different sizes. If you've got some really small ones and some that are like 27 inches tall, that would look really bizarre and it also wouldn't fit. I think one of my biggest issues with trophies specifically is there is no functionality beyond the initial awarding of the trophy. So all they do is sit there. Space is such a premium that I have a hard time saying, yes, having that old trophy sitting there from 15 years ago is a wise use of that space. You will almost never hear me say that. I think the market is ripe for someone to come up with a way to recycle / upcycle people's trophies, because I personally could give you enough to start your business just from the homes of people that I work with on home functionality. Everyone seems to have piles of them. And if they know they're going up and not in the ground, if they're being honored and used in some functional way, I think it would be easier to clear out that space and let them go. Now, to be clear, I love celebrating every little win. I love hearing about your celebrations and baby steps forward. I love seeing my son succeed, and I love seeing him win games. Today, I'm simply putting information in front of you to challenge your thought process on how we celebrate the biggest successes and what we choose to give these winners in memory of that achievement. Some of you might know I used to be a photojournalist, and so when I'm out in the world, sometimes I get little bits of video, and I wanted so badly to have an avenue to share with you interesting things that I've seen that are home-related out in the world. So I came up with Little Bits of Home Functionality. It's my weekly newsletter that comes out just once a week and is intentionally short. You'll see that one video with a tip or a trick or an idea. And always, I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reasons. Find the link to subscribe in the show notes, and also follow along on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. If you happen to know someone in the market to buy or sell in the greater Metro Portland, Oregon area, kindly send them my way. Oh, how I love to go see people's homes. Recently, my friend Michelle and I were out on an excursion. I was taking some pictures in a neighborhood we were walking through, and we had the discussion, oh my gosh, I should leave a card behind because I want to go in and see the inside of this house so badly. And she said, I want to see their yard. So we got to talking about that. Wouldn't it be so fun to get invitations from people that have extra special houses and do a video tour of them? If you happen to have a home that you have spent a lot of time thinking about and have spaces that just seem magical to you, send me a direct message. I would love to hear from you and see your space. And if it's time to list your home and you happen to live in the greater Portland metro area, I would love to come see your space, talk about how we can stage it so it looks its best. You can get on my calendar by clicking the link in the show notes. If you haven't had a chance to write a review, do me a favor and drop just one sentence in there for me. It sure does help other people know that this is a podcast worth listening to. Thanks for sitting in on this conversation about creating a home that thrives. I'll meet you back here for the next episode.